get started.
Okay.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another News in Focus program. We've started our teacher in service this week in preparation for the new school year. Pastor Dwayne and I are assembled at the Micah Breen, and we're looking at an article entitled "Obama Administration Chooses Planned Parenthood Over Women's Health," published July 30th by FoxNews.com. And it looks like Kelly Fiedorich. Is that fair? It's F-I-E-D-O-R-E-K. All right, introduce the article to us.
Well, I think it's worthy to note here that, once again, this article is not printed by Christianity Today or Focus on the Family or one of those organizations. This is FoxNews.com, which, yeah, they put out a lot of conservative articles, but once again, this is coming from a secular news organization, not a Christian organization. But it starts off with saying, the Obama administration's decision this month to award $3.1 million in federal funds to Planned Parenthood affiliates and other family groups in New Jersey comes as no surprise. Despite the $15 trillion national debt, the administration seems willing to keep borrowing to support the nation's largest abortion provider, which is, of course, Planned Parenthood.
All right, so let's stop right there, Dwayne, because on Sunday morning, you know, I did a sermon on socialism and widows. Mm-hmm. And I showed the congregation the chart of the clock, the U.S. debt clock. I had a screen print that I put on there. And I was amazed, Dwayne, at the number of hands when I asked who has seen this chart, who'd ever seen anything like this before, that did not go up.
Right.
I don't understand why our citizens are so ignorant on this matter.
Well, it's because they look at the government, the majority of Americans do, they look at the government as being endless dollar pushers.
Right, right.
You know? We need money? Well, let's just print it.
And now let's remind the listener, $15 trillion, all right, trillion. A trillion is 1,000 billion. A trillion is 1,000 billion. Now, that's an astronomical amount of money, 1 trillion is. Mm-hmm. We're at $15 trillion, and we're giving money away. Mm-hmm. But this is not our money.
No. Couple of paragraphs down here, it says, last summer, the Obama administration threatened to pull $4.3 billion in Medicaid going to, and he claims to be the champion for women's rights, women's health, poor people's health. That is who gets Medicaid, the elderly and the poor. That's who gets Medicaid.
Right, we've got Medicaid and Medicare.
Medicare, right.
Between those two, that's the top and the bottom as far as age and providing, okay?
But threatening to pull $4.3 billion in that Medicaid funding from Indiana after the state's legislature voted to prohibit all health care contracts with and grants to any entity, including Planned Parenthood, that performs abortions or operates a facility where abortions are performed. Now, here are people that's been elected by their local governments in the state of Indiana.
And they voted a particular way.
Yes. So we have now a president who is threatening by, and I don't know the other any other term, but to use blackmail.
Right, by executive order.
Yep.
You want to go that direction in the state of Indiana. All the people in the state of Indiana want to go that direction. I don't like that direction, so I'll redirect you. Well, I'll just pull money. And the state of Indiana knows, Dwayne, they can't come up with $4 billion to make up for this money that the federal government gives the state government. They would have to tax the citizens beyond measure to get $4.3 billion.
Yep.
So this is how the federal government is using the executive order to blackmail states.
And to me, this does away with the sovereignty of the state.
The states aren't sovereign. No, as long as they are dependent upon me for this big billion-dollar money. I'm not sovereign. Just months later, the Obama administration flagrantly disregarded New Hampshire's decision to cancel a $1.8 million contract with Planned Parenthood in favor of contracting with health care facilities that offer women's full-service care. Ignoring the will of the residents of New Hampshire, the administration directly awarded a $1 million contract to Planned Parenthood of Northern New England.
Now, Planned Parenthood tries to say that they try to say, well, we abortion is a very small portion of what we do. We do breast cancer screenings. We do other screenings and things. So abortion is a very small portion of what we do. That is a fraud.
Right. That is just not true. That would be like me trying to communicate, preaching is just a small part of what we do at Brien. Mm-hmm. Preaching is not really the main thing what we do. Running a food pantry is really the main thing of what we do around here. Preaching is just kind of a secondary thing. Everyone will look at that and say, you are nothing but a liar. It is amazing. You would think, and he's not, but I would I'm just using this as hyperbole. You would think that the president was getting kickbacks from Planned Parenthood the way he supports this organization.
Well, he is he is getting kickbacks because he's getting through campaign donations, through people who support Planned Parenthood.
Right, his campaign is getting it. He personally is not getting it, but his campaign is.
Yep.
Fast forward to this past March when Obama administration exposed its paramount loyalties to Planned Parenthood yet again. Tell us about this. After Texas Healthcare Human Services,
they issued a rule excluding abortion providers from participating in a Texas women's health program because it wanted to prioritize funding to organizations that would provide quality, comprehensive health care to low-income women and their families. The Obama administration stepped in, pulled all federal funding for the Texas WHP, which stands for the Women's Health Program. Planned Parenthood stood to lose nearly $47 million under Texas's reprioritization of funding.
You would think that the president was on the board of directors of Planned Parenthood,
exactly
the way
right.
he is looking out for them all over the place.
Yep.
However, keeping the coffers of the abortion mega provider flush with taxpayer cash was more important to the Obama administration than health care for poor women and their families. The Obama administration denied funding for basic health care to women in need in an attempt to force Texas taxpayers to fund Planned Parenthood and other abortion providers. So much for caring about women's health.
Then goes on to say that July has been a particularly lucrative month for Planned Parenthood at the expense of women's health. In addition, in New Jersey, the Obama administration's loyalty to Planned Parenthood and to ensure an unfettered access to abortion providers at the taxpayers' expense was further exposed when the Obama administration contacted directly with Planned Parenthood in Tennessee after state officials stopped taxpaying funds from going to organizations that provide for abortions.
And Dwayne, let me just say this, and I know it's going to get me in trouble, but let me just say it anyway. What doesn't make sense to me, Dwayne, is the ethnicity that is aborting children at the greatest rate is the African American community.
Well, the founder of Planned Parenthood, I forget the lady's name now, but when she started the clinics, she particularly on purpose put them in low-income areas.
And just last week, the Obama administration overrode North Carolina's decision to redirect funds away from Planned Parenthood and directly awarded $426,000 in federal grants to Planned Parenthood affiliates in the state. Clearly, the Obama administration has exhibited a pattern and practice over the past year of intervening to protect one of its closest political allies that is also the nation's largest abortion provider currently under congressional investigation.
Now, here's a man who is president of the United States who just a couple of years ago at the National Prayer Breakfast did the devotional at the National Prayer Breakfast, claims to be a follower of Christ, but yet his administration, it seems to me that they're one of their top priorities is to make sure that abortion is being provided at alarming rates in the United States.
And that federal taxpaying yes. funds support that.
Yes.
So this is, you take that and you couple it with his pro same-sex marriage, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and you go, where's the future of America?
Right.
We're aborting them. We're not having the children. Birth rates are at an all-time low. Mm-hmm. I did a podcast this morning, Duane, on the fact that this year the Democratic National platform will include, as part of its platform, pro same-sex marriage. Mm-hmm. They're gonna put it in their platform.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What is truly surprising and remarkable about this symbolic devotion between the administration of Obama and Planned Parenthood is the disturbing disregard for women's full-service health care and the willingness to use women and children as hostages. Those are two huge words there. As hostages to force continued funding of the abortion mega provider.
So the author makes a great point. She's using this word symbiotic devotion between the Obama administration, Planned Parenthood. You need me and I need you, Duane.
Right.
That's
right.
Exactly where mm-hmm, we're at. Mm-hmm. This Planned Parenthood knows that if Obama isn't reelected, that the Congress will pass legislation mm-hmm. that will cut funds. Mm-hmm. And when that happens, the next administration, if Mitt Romney gets elected, will sign that into law, and the coffers, the money that Planned Parenthood makes is going to drop
through the
roof.
Well, they did it with Planned Parenthood, used it with the Susan Coleman Foundation.
That's exactly right. They were going to cut it off, mm-hmm. and oh, they had an utter fit over
they did.
That.
They did.
Planned Parenthood loves to portray itself as an organization motivated not by abortion politics and profits, but by an overarching concern for women's health, asserting that in many communities is the only source of affordable quality health care for women. Where? What community is that? I would like to know.
Yeah.
Show me a single city or town in America where Planned Parenthood is the only clinic. I want to find that city, Duane.
I know. It's amazing.
It's the only place where you can go get a coal pack.
Mm-hmm.
Give
mm-hmm.
me a break.
Yeah. Yeah. Notably, faced with the loss of millions of dollars in Medicaid and other government funding, Planned Parenthood CEO Cecil Richards.
Cecilia, is it a female?
I believe so.
Okay.
Claimed that Indiana's law denying funding to abortion providers would prohibit nearly 10,000 women from accessing preventive health care. But however, according to their own statistics, Planned Parenthood clinics in Indiana serve less than 1% of the state's Medicaid patients while providing more than 50% of the state's abortions. So clearly, the overwhelming majority of Indiana women receiving Medicaid were getting their basic health care elsewhere, which is probably county health clinics.
Of course it was. And same-day clinics and mm-hmm. emergency rooms and all that. And I go to those places for everything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on, Duane. Who in their right mind wants to go to a Planned Parenthood
very
clinic
few.
For anything other than an abortion? Mm-hmm. Because there's the stigma with being
yes.
even in the very parking
exactly
lot.
Right. Exactly right.
Even the woman who is, quote, for women's rights is uncomfortable with telling anyone, what are you doing? I'm aborting my baby. Mm-hmm. She's uncomfortable saying that. Her conscience bothers her.
Well, the very name Planned Parenthood has a stigma to it.
Of course it does.
Planned Parenthood.
Right, right.
Planned Parenthood. Many are likely receiving care at the community health centers, which, according to the National Association of Community Health Centers, provide health care to the nation's undeserved populations, including the uninsured, those on Medicaid and Medicare, migrant workers, and people living in rural areas. Nearly 40% of the income for these centers comes from Medicaid.
If I'm in County X, Duane, and I'm one of these underserved populations, and I have the choice of going to the Planned Parenthood or going to the health care center where abortions aren't provided, I'm going there every
mm-hmm,
time.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Because nobody's going to think I'm getting an abortion at that clinic.
Mm-hmm.
So I never have to risk the idea of what if somebody sees mm-hmm. me here.
Mm-hmm.
I never have to risk that.
Right.
If you pull into the Planned Parenthood Center, you know that there's a perception, there's a chance that is somebody at the neighboring, like in our city, there's the bank right there, Fort Bragg Federal Credit Union, and there's that either Walgreens or something.
Yeah, so, and there's Walmart right across the street.
Walmart across. So anybody could be looking, driving by, and see my car there and know, why is he there? Why or why is she there?
Yep. According to the National Health Association of community health centers provide more than 9,000 doctors, 10,000 nurses, 8,000 healthcare delivery sites across the nation. These centers and others like them provide more comprehensive health care to serve the needs of American women, a fact readily acknowledged in states that have reprioritized their health care funding.
Remarkably, Planned Parenthood quality health care does not even provide mammograms to women.
What? I know, and that's one thing that they say that they do provide.
Rather, Planned Parenthood must refer women to other clinics for this important, often life-saving test. Here's the fact. Here's the fact, Dwayne. Every Planned Parenthood clinic could be eliminated overnight in America, and there would be no degradation in the health care provided to women. Right. All that would be reduced is the number of places that you could go for an abortion.
And there have been many studies over the years of the health care risk that are done over long term to women, over when they have abortions, it increases their risk of ovarian cancers, uterine cancers. Not only the healthcare risk that comes along with it, but the mental
anguish
and guilt that this lady is going to have to live with for the rest of her life. Yes.
Right. My first child. Mm-hmm. My first child. Then they actually have a child, but they know this is not their first. And oh my goodness!
Planned Parenthood was responsible in many states of I believe it was once here in North Carolina. It may still be, hopefully, of when a lady comes in for an abortion, that a sonogram is done on the mother so that she can see this is what is in your womb.
For pregnant women, Planned Parenthood's provided services. Open quotation mark, end quotation mark, are overwhelmingly abortion in contrast to providing pregnant women with prenatal care or adoption referrals. Indeed, the disparity between Planned Parenthood's provision of abortion and its provision of other pregnancy services has increased increasingly annually since 1996. So the author's making the point that we are doing this a whole lot more than the other.
Mm-hmm. It says that it is time that women's lives and comprehensive physical needs were treated as a priority. It says 7 in 10 Americans, both those who describe as either pro-life or and pro-choice, say that they do not want their tax dollars to fund abortion. That is 7 in 10. All right. That is an overwhelming number.
All right. So if that's the case, if it's really 7 in 10, Dwayne, then the current administration should have no chance of being reelected.
Correct.
But these people, Dwayne, they don't connect what they say on this survey to what they vote with. Mm-hmm. There's just like this massive disconnect in their thinking. Mm-hmm. They don't seem to understand that, well, if I really don't want my taxpaying dollars to go into abortion, then I can't vote for the current president because he has done everything he can for 4 years to make sure that Planned Parenthood does get taxpaying dollars.
Yes. But then it goes on to say, and yet Planned Parenthood pulls in more than $1 million a day in taxpaying monies.
$1 million a day as they execute over 9,000 abortions a day. 9,000 abortions a day is the number that I quoted in my previous podcast on this issue. Outside the Planned Parenthood and the Obama administration, there is little support for redirecting funds from full-service healthcare facilities and physicians to abortion mega providers. It's time to put women's healthcare above Planned Parenthood's desire to keep taxpayer dollars. Mm-hmm. You know, what is so sad about this is the fact that the Romney administration, the Romney camp, they're not talking about this.
No, they're not. They're not.
I don't understand that.
No, they need to be nailing it.
This is a winner for them.
Mm-hmm.
This is an absolute winner for them. They are so afraid of this vocal minority of females that are screaming that they don't understand that the typical soccer mom even if she wants an opportunity for an abortion to be available, doesn't want her taxpaying dollars going towards that.
Right.
Even the pro-choice ones still, in the back of their mind, know that is a baby.
I am amazed at how many people, and we talked about it last week with the Roman Catholic ad, how many people blindly go into the voting booth voting for candidates. They have no clue who or what they're voting for.
Right.
They vote a straight ticket.
If you are a Christian, explain to me via an email why you're registered as a Democrat. I think you got to be registered as an independent.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't understand how a Christian can be behind a political party that is pro same-sex marriage and is this pro-abortion. I don't understand it. And, okay, you say, well, I'm not going to be a Republican. I can respect that, Duane.
Right, right.
Register as an independent.
Right.
Register as an independent. That gives you the ability to vote on both primaries in both directions as God would lead you for whatever candidate you believe is best for the nation. But for you just to say, I vote Democrat. Why? No Christian should vote that way. No Christian should vote pro straight ticket Republican. Right. No Christian should vote straight ticket Democrat. Make the candidates earn your vote.
Right, right. Find out where they stand on issues.
That's right.
Find out where they stand. Go to their websites. Call their campaign office. When they are when they are having meet and greets at the coffee shops, go meet them. Ask them the hard questions.
Right, like this question right here. Dear Mr. Representative, I want to know, will you vote in favor of legislation that shuts off all federal tax dollars to Planned Parenthood? I need a yes or no answer.
I had a candidate who was running on a Democrat platform for one of the local House of Representatives seats for Raleigh. He told me that he is tired of people asking him the abortion question.
Tired of it.
He's tired of it. I said, why? He said, because I'm just tired of getting asked that question. But that is a question that should matter.
It's a question that matters to the voters.
Yes, yes.
And if he was more outspoken with the issue, they wouldn't have to be asking him those questions.
And I asked him, I said, well, how do you feel? And his response was, well, religiously, I am against abortion. But what right do I have as a man to tell a woman what they can or cannot do with their body? So my response was, well, it doesn't matter what you as a man can feel. Our response should be, what does God's word say?
Well, he's a religious man.
Yes.
He's a religious man. See, that's good. I'm not a follower of Christ.
Right, right.
That's a complete, I'm a religious man. That is so vague that it allows him to wiggle any direction he wants.
Yeah.
Well, again, consider your options as a voter. Know how you're going to vote in the month of November. Duane, share with the listener your email address.
It's dcsmith.bbc@gmail.com.
All right. And pastor@bbc@gmail.com or pastor@briambaptistchurch.org. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.